Welcome to our discussion of Vayikra, Thinking into the Future. If we look at Parsha Vayikra, say to ourselves, what are we doing reading about the sacrifices in the middle of the Pesach season, in the middle of the Corona season? What's it really all about? But then I'm reminded of the idea of Shabbat Hafsaka. You know, before Pesach and before Purim, we had four special readings. The Parshat Shkalim, Parshat Zachor, Parshat Para, and Parshat Achodesh. Two relevant to Purim, and two preparatory to Pesach, Parshat Para, preparing, cleansing ourselves before the holiday, with the red heifer ashes, and Parshat Achodesh, talking about the actual sacrifice of the Korban Pesach, of the Paschal Lamb, getting ready for Pesach. But every year there are certain weeks that are empty, some years more than others, and depending on the particular permutation of the calendar, there's a Shabbat Hafsakah, there's one Shabbat where you don't do anything. So you say to yourself, all right, so if it's one of the four special parshiot, it's a special parsha, and we have special yotzros, the back of our siddur, there's the yotzros, we have special prayers that we say at Anshe, at our synagogue, and the Nusach Sfarad, other places, for those special Shabbos. But if it's a Shabbos Hafsaka, it's in between those 4 weeks. So you say, that's not important. That week is nothing special. No. If you look in the old Sidurim, they have Yotzros, they have special prayers for the Shabbos Hafsaka, for the Shabbos when they're not doing anything. That's how I feel this Shabbos. Last week was Parshat HaChodesh. Next week is Shabbat HaGadol, the great Shabbat, getting ready for Pesach. And what's this Shabbos? It's sort of like a Shabbos Hafsaka, sort of like it's a break week. Maybe almost a return to the routine. In this time of the COVID-19 virus, it's hard to get any kind of routine. But, you know, certain things go on, like the Daf Yomi, the daily page of Talmud. Right now we're studying about Shabbos. And we digress, and we're talking about Hanukkah. So you say, why are we talking about Hanukkah? Or at this time, so, well, there's certain things that must go on, and they just continue as they are. And so do the readings of the Parsha. And this week we're up to Vayikra, so that's what we're going to read. This idea that we need time just to think a little bit, is found in the Rashi, which gets it from the Sifra, the great Midrash, ancient Midrash on Vayikra. Rashi says, why are there breaks? If you notice, there's certain times it says in the Chumash, it says Samach Pei. There's an open space or a closed space where there's a break in the Torah text. What's that all about? The answer is Litin Revach Min Parsha LaParsha. Rashi says Litin Revach LaMoshe LiZbonin Min Parsha LaParsha Ben Inyan Min Inyan. Give us time to think. And the Rashi, and based on the Midrash, says it's a kavachomer. You can make a logical argument. Kavacholon lehedyot, halomi bin hedyot. If Moshe was learning from God and he needed time and space between one parsha and the next to think a little bit, certainly simple people like us, learning from other simple people, we certainly need time between one parsha and the next to gather our thoughts, to think, to think of what's going on. When we think about the Karbanos, and we take a break and we say, okay, let's talk about the sacrifices this week. Vayikra, it's the beginning of the book of Leviticus, Levitical matters. The Torah Kohanim, matter of what Kohanim have to do in the Beit HaMikdash. Book also about holiness. If you say, well, what do these sacrifices have to do with my life in general? So, generally, you would think a sacrifice, those that come to atone, the Ola, the Holocaust offering is brought, the one that's completely consumed, is brought to atone for minor sins, like things, sins of omission. You forgot to put on your tefillin or something. And the Chatas is for heftier sins that you, by mistake, you violated Shabbos or something like that. And then there's Asham, comes for specific sins. The heads of the community, the Kohen, the head Kohen, could also have certain sins that they did. So you think about atonement for sin. So we think sacrifices, we think atonement. We think atonement, we think about the past. We're trying to make up for the past. After all, v'samach yadoh rosh ha'olah, you put your hand on the animal and you confess your sins from before. But tshuva, of course, repentance, has another element, and that is looking into the future. Kabbalah al ha'atid. Very often, in communal atonement, you don't really find the future element. For instance, if you look at Yom Kippur, it's totally focused on the past. Here and there, we say, Shalo echta od. It's one line. Say, I hope I don't sin further. But most of it is, I did this, I did that. Shamnu, bagadnu, guilty. Alchech chatanu, I did this sin, I did that sin. So you might look at the sacrifices and look at it the same way. You say, it's all about the past. But, as the Chacham Leibowitz points out, two commentators who point to something about the future as well. Torah says you put your hands on the animal and it's atoned for it. Let's see what the unculus says. You'll be received before God. So you do the atonement, you confess your sins in the past, and then you will be atoned for, you'll be accepted by God. It's all about the past. But comes Rabbi Michelberg, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Michelberg, in his Ksava Kabbalah in the 19th century, and he says, no, v'nirtza means that he will reconcile himself to atone. In other words, by confessing his sins, he begins to work on himself and reconcile himself. It's a process, it's a verb, it's an action. It's not an automatic process, says Nachum Leibowitz, set in motion by the offering, but a conscious effort and desire on the part of the worshiper to propitiate his Creator through true remorse and self-improvement. So, lest you think that this parsha is all about the past, it's also about the future. So here we have this opportunity this week to take our minds off of the COVID-19 virus, take our minds off of the past, and think a little bit about our future. When we turn to Pesach and we think about the bringing of the Paschal Lamb, we also might be tempted to say that it's all about the past. After all, the first words of our first reading on the first day of Pesach, Mishchu kulachem tzon shchotechem shchatzu ha-pasach, that you should draw your hands. What does it mean, draw your hands? So rabbis say, Mishchu yedichem min avodah zarah. Take your hands away from idolatry. The first job of the Jews was to stop worshipping idols. And instead, they took the Paschal Lamb. So in that sense, it's all about the past. However, there's also an element of looking into the future. After all, by taking the Paschal Lamb and putting it on the doorpost, they're committing themselves, that this family is committed to God. With the Damai Chayi, with the two bloods, the blood of the offering on the doorpost, and the blood of the Bris Milah, they gave their children a Milah, a circumcision before they ate the Paschal Lamb. With these two things, they committed themselves to. They committed themselves to worshiping God in the future. In fact, so future oriented is Seder that right there, when the Jews were told in Egypt to take the lamb, it says, "And in the future, people, your children will ask you, what is all this business, all this Paschal offerings?" And you'll tell them, it's because God had mercy. God jumped over the houses of Israel when there was a plague against the Egyptians, and he saved our homes. The question is, why are we focusing on the future? Why are we talking about what the children will do next year? They're still in Egypt. They're still slaves. Let's talk about how they're going to go out tomorrow. What are we talking about? Years from now, children will say, what's the Exodus? I don't remember that. Why are we talking about the future? The answer is Pesach is not only past-oriented to try to fix ourselves from our past sins and the idolatry of the Jews in Egypt, but rather it's also future-oriented. It helps us think about the future. This Shabbos, we're going to open up Vayikra, read it in your living rooms, you can read all about Vayikra, and you'll say, what in the world does this have to do with the COVID virus? What does it even have to do with Pesach that's coming up soon? And maybe we have a break this Shabbos. We turn on the Jewish CNN that called the Parsha of the Week. It's not going to be talking about the COVID virus. It's not going to be talking about the Christ. It's not even going to be talking about Pesach. It gives us timely zbonim, being partial to Parsha, to think between all that goes on with the virus and in the future, all that's going to be coming up with Pesach and all the challenges of Pesach this year. Gives us time, at least boning being partial or partial. But it gives us time not only to think about the past, but also to consider the future, and to consider how we may do better in the future as time marches forward. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation for a discussion of the Parsha. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, Parsha. We wish everyone a Chag Kasher V'Sameach as Pesach arrives. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.